Yeah, I think we'll see a little bit of a similar pattern to the beans. I think we'll see a little more stable crop to the east. With that said, you know, moisture stress aside, you know, there are a few other things to the east where, you know, there are some pockets that had some crusting issues. You know, there's some reduced stands here and there that are still going to show up. But I think it'll be a similar pattern to the bean crop. I think we'll just see a little more stability where we had consistent rainfall and timely rain. As we go west, I think we'll find some good corn out there. We'll also maybe find a little bit more variability. You know, the one thing about the corn crop, and this is, you know, we've got a little bit of corn out and encouraging results. Corn silage yielded extremely well for the most part, you know, but we had a very strong finish to the corn crops where we did have moisture, where the crop, you know, stayed green. You know, we've had just a beautiful late August, early September, you know, probably one of the nicest finishes to a corn crop as I've ever seen, just from the standpoint of just a lot of sunny days, good temperatures. You watch some of the hybrids that have had good plant health down the stretch that maybe had fungicide. You know, they're finishing to maturity on advertised GDUs, which this far north, you know, some years we don't get that. This year it's finishing well. So, you know, we had some challenges. We lost some yield from some lack of rain here and there. You know, we maybe lost a little bit of stand early on in a few situations where we had some crusting and a little bit of isolated frost. With that said, we definitely had just an awesome finish to the crop. And I think I'm just curious to see as we go on to see how that finish really puts on the bushels that I think it might do here down the stretch.